Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Conditions apply. See FirestoneTire.com for details.
And your ABC News was brought to you by your American Family Insurance agent, Jan Tate. And we're going to take this moment right now. Good morning, and talk to John Rich of Big and Rich. Good morning, John.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'll tell you what, you've got a great new song that just came out, Shut Up, about politics. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, first of all, isn't it fun just to say the phrase, shut up about politics? Isn't that what everybody would like to see happen?
You know it. You know
I
it.
I think so. Yeah. you know, it was born from a conversation I had with Greg Gutfeld, who's one of the personalities on Fox News on the show called The Five.
Yeah, The Five.
And, yep, and he and I were talking, and he said, we ought to write a song, you know, called Shut Up About Politics. Because he said, you know, you can't, there's a time and a place to talk about politics, obviously. But he said, man, you can't watch a football game or go to a movie or see an award show or even turn on network television and not be constantly bombarded by political angles and people with their political motives intertwined in everything that we try to do for fun. He said, man, we're divided enough as it is. I said, exactly. And there's nowhere we can go to just be friends. It's okay to disagree with your fellow American about anything in politics. That's part of what makes our country strong is debate. But we should be able to still be friends. And so I said, yeah, I'm gonna write that. So I wrote this silly little song. I say it was silly, but it's turned out to be kind of serious. It's called Shut Up About Politics. It's now become the number one most downloaded song in country music. And for a couple of days last week, it was actually the number one most downloaded song in the world of all genres. Pretty incredible.
That is incredible. And, you know, we've been playing it here on Double K Country ever since it came out. So, yeah, I understand why, because it is absolutely a wonderful song. It just actually just nails it right on the top with that about Shut Up About Politics. And, of course,
it really does. I mean, it just kind of it gets right to the point. And I decided, you know, because it is a song about America and it's got that sentiment to it, I didn't want to make any money on this. I was like, I'm not doing this for money. I'd like to give it all away. So there's a group called the Folds of Honor, and what they do is they put kids through college who lost a parent in combat or who have a parent who's 100% disabled from fighting for our country. And I decided that every single download, 100% of Shut Up About Politics, would go to Folds of Honor. And I was thinking, well, hey, maybe we'll do 2,000 or 3,000 downloads. Maybe we'll hit something like that. I don't think so. Try we're approaching 100,000 downloads at this point. Pretty incredible. Going to be a big check going to the Folds of Honor. So when people think about downloading it, it's 99 cents. Every time you pop that button, you're sending a dollar to Folds of Honor, which is a really cool thing.
That is a really cool thing, and it's really neat about that. And you actually brought out some whiskey recently.
I do.
And
yeah,
it's called Redneck Riviera. And from what I understand, you wanted to produce an American blend whiskey. Tell me about that.
Well, I've always been a Crown Royal guy, which is Canadian blended whiskey. And a few years back, I thought to myself, I wonder if there's such a thing as American blended, because I've been drinking Canadian blended. You know, even Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy says, buy the bar a double round of Crown. Well, Crown is Canadian blended whiskey. And sure enough, I went into some big liquor stores and asked them to show me their American blended whiskey. And they said, we don't have anything called that, which I could not believe. Nobody had really done it. And so I said, well, I'll see if I can figure this out. So I developed throughout the course of 2017, Redneck Riviera American blended whiskey. It's now in 46 states. It's in Missouri. It's in every Walmart store. It's in tons of your local stores. If you go to redneckriviera.com, it says store locator. You click on that. It's on the very first page. Put in your zip code, and boom, it'll pull up all the stores around where you live. And because I own the brand, I don't endorse it. I actually own it. I believe in tithing, which is giving 10% back when you make a dollar. So the tithe on every bottle of Redneck Riviera goes to the Folds of Honor, same place that the downloads are going from Shut Up About Politics. It goes back to the Folds of Honor. And that's because I think the greatest thing we can do for our veterans, especially the ones that gave the ultimate sacrifice, is to help take care of their families. That's the best way you could possibly say thank you to them, is to subsidize their families, help their families get educated and get to where they need to be in their lives. And so Redneck Riviera Whiskey does that. Shut Up About Politics does that. It's a really important thing.
Yeah, and that is, like I said, it is a really wonderful thing. And it's a no-brainer. We should actually take care of our veterans' families. I mean, that should just be put on the books as well.
I agree.
Now, how did you know that this was actually going to be really good whiskey? I heard that your grandmother had something to do with this.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we don't call her grandmother. We call her Granny Rich.
Granny Rich, okay.
Granny Rich. So Granny is, she's 87, still runs her own business. It's an alteration shop. So she's the lady that will hem your blue jeans, fix your wedding dress, sew the patches on your fireman's uniform, whatever you need done, Granny will do it. And she's been running this business a long time. And at the end of the day, she goes home. She has a Marlboro Red and a little whiskey. That's what she's done for decades. I would call her the epitome of the work hard, play hard person in this country. So before I put Redneck Riviera Whiskey out nationwide, I called up Granny, and of course she was at work, and I said, Granny, I want you to try this whiskey because it's got to be Granny Rich approved before I'm going to put it out, because if you like it, we're off to the races. If you don't, I'm going to keep working on it. She said, well, bring it out. So I literally set a shot glass down on her sewing machine and poured her one, and she drank it and looked at me and said, that might be the smoothest whiskey I've ever drank in my life. I said, can I tell America it's Granny Rich approved? And she blew some cigarette smoke right in my face and went, it's Granny Rich approved. And so we put it out, man. And that was only like 18 months ago when the very first bottles of Redneck shipped, and now we're in 46 states. I mean, if you're in Missouri and you go to your local liquor store, they'll probably have it. If they don't, ask them for it and they'll get it. But I do know every Walmart in your state definitely has it.
All right. We'll definitely get looking for it as well. I want to ask you, of course, you know, you've had an incredible music career with Lone Star, and then you went out on your own. Let's go back to 2004. That's when you collaborated and helped along Cowboy Troy into the national spotlight with Roland.
Right.
Yeah, well, we play that here, too.
Well, I love your radio station. If you play songs like that, man, I would listen to y'all all day.
Hey, drink, drunk, giddy up, man. We're on it. Rap and country music is not unusual today. Back then, it was just absolutely mind-blowing. Now that you have songs like Old Town Road actually charting on the Billboard Top 60, how has it felt watching the subgenre of country rap or the hip hop or whatever they want to call it gain momentum in the last 15 years? And where do you think it might be going next?
Well, so I'll give you an interesting perspective on that. So first of all, Cowboy Troy coined the phrase hip hop. He actually trademarked it. I mean, he's the first guy that ever said it. He was really a groundbreaker. But if you go back and listen to, let's say Charlie Daniels, Devil Went Down to Georgia. Now, I'm going to rattle this lyric off, and you tell me if this sounds like a rap. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soda steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. Mm-hmm. Tell me that don't sound like a rap.
That is a rap.
It is a rap. And so the guys were doing that back. They called it spoken word or whatever they called it back then. But that element has been in country music for a long, long time. Matter of fact, a lot of the early rappers that came out were fans of guys like Johnny Cash. You know, the Cadillac song and Boy Named Sue, and you know, Johnny Cash would do a lot of you know, spoken word in his stuff. Big Bad John, at the bottom of his line lies a big, big man, Big John. Well, if you said that in a certain way under a different beat, it would be rap. I hate to tell you, that's what it would be. And so for Cowboy Troy to be the first guy to really successfully marry the two and sell millions of records, which, by the way, he still tours with us every single show. He really set into motion something that guys like, you know, Lil Nas with Old Town Road, that's exactly where he's cueing from. And I think it's a really cool thing. And like any kind of music, the fans determine what's going to be a hit and what's not going to be a hit. The industry can get upset all that they want to. But I'll tell you another thing, like Shut Up About Politics. You guys are playing it, but it is not being played on a lot of radio stations. It's strictly from word of mouth and me promoting it on TV a couple of times, and that's it. And it's a number one downloaded song. The fans determine the winners and the losers.
Yeah, and we truly believe that around here as well. And we always listen to our fan feedback and everything that we do, and so we'd love exploring new territories with the radio station here.
Good for you. That's what radio should be, you know, let the fans decide.
You betcha. Hey, anything else you want to add today, John?
You know, I just say thank you. I'm sure you've got veterans in active duty probably listening right now. Just want to say, you know, this is the anniversary of D-Day, when America literally saved the entire world. We were storming that beach, outnumbered. You know, we all know the casualty counts. A lot of those men knew that they were not coming back, but they didn't care. And had it not been for our veterans and American freedom-loving men and women willing to give the ultimate sacrifice, the world will be a totally different place here in 2019. Had Hitler won, had Imperial Japan won, you're looking at a different planet. And so I'd just like to say thank you to all of our vets, all of our active duty that are listening. God bless you guys and ladies. And that's why we support the Folds of Honor with Redneck Riviera Whiskey. We shut up about politics. That we look for every opportunity we can to say, not only say thank you, but do things that show our appreciation.
Couldn't have said it any better than that. I really appreciate talking to you today here, John.
You bet, brother. Have a great day.
You do the same as well. Tell you what, we're going to actually play your song right now here on Double K Country. Hold on, Don. I want to talk to you.
Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. Tired of all the fighting and the pitching fits. So shut up about politics. You punch left, I punch right. We're caught up in the middle of a deep swamp fight. Some people lie, some people steal, and everybody's talking about the Green New Deal. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. Tired of all the fighting and the bitching fits. So shut up about politics. All this fussing and carrying on, it's been going on a little too long. But I got something to fix us all up. Take a shot of my whiskey from a big red cup. Shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and the pitching fits. So shut up about politics. It ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and the pitching fits. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. I'm tired of all the fighting and the pitching fits. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics. So shut up about politics.
Isn't that a fun little song by John Rich here on your brand of country, 97.5 FM, Double K Country? Man, wasn't it great hearing from him and talking about everything that he's doing with that song? 100% of it goes to the Folds of Honor. And Redneck Riviera Whiskey, 10% of it goes to Folds of Honor as well. Approved by Granny Rich.